Time now for your letters, and the topic of sexual assaults at the Air Force Academy prompted this one from Bernard Blum. In your discussion with former Congresswoman Pat Schroeder about women and discrimination, I noticed when she told how it happened to her when she first became a member of the Armed Services Committee, she did not mention the name or political affiliation of that chairman, and you did not ask. I think it was a relevant question to ask. For your information, the answer is Edward Hebert, Democrat from the state of Louisiana. A number of letters were also received about last week's commentary by Canadian Joanne Ferrion about living in San Diego and hailing from a country that opposed the war with Iraq. Although she also opposes the war, Ferrion found it hard to express that in a city with many military families. Jane Baker wrote in, "I was born and raised in Canada and am an American citizen. I empathize with Joanne's mixed feelings about stating her opposition to the war in the face of her neighbor's commitment to serve. I also admire her for writing this piece. It cannot have been easy. By the same token, it cannot have been easy for Chrétien, the Prime Minister of Canada, to oppose the war, given the important economic ties between the two nations. Courage comes in many guises." Frank Bikema of Victoria, British Columbia, had a different view in his letter. "Just as there are many Americans that oppose the military action in Iraq, there are also many Canadians that support what the coalition is doing. The governing party has voiced its stance in opposition to the liberation of Iraq, but they surely do not speak for all Canadians. Many of us are embarrassed and angered by what we see as our government's abandonment of both our closest allies, and there is great concern here in Canada about the damage this may cause to Canadian-U.S. relations." Finally, Brian Naylor's essay on Washington's cherry blossoms brought this response from Shelley Reed. "It was lovely to hear a report on a place that feels peaceful, but Naylor's statement that amid the flowers, Washington is at peace seemed out of place. Even in serene moments, even thousands of miles away from the bombs and destruction in Washington and Oklahoma and Idaho, we are all of us at war. Because we have the luxury of momentarily forgetting that we are at war, we also have the responsibility of remembering it, always, even amid the cherry blossoms on a warm spring day in April." Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. Once again, that's wesun, W-E-S-U-N, @npr.org.